Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
To the Lounge J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the Howard University Radio Network Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lounge J Plus, where we celebrate the 9X. Not one, not two, not three, not four, the nine-time champions of the college football world, the Ohio State University. I'm going to be extraordinarily insufferable the next couple of weeks. I'm just preparing the listeners. I've been an Ohio State fan for a long, long time. It's been maybe about a 30-year ride for me. I got to Columbus, Ohio in the late 80s, early 90s, just as John Cooper was building up his team, and he had a juggernaut. I grew up, Eddie George was winning the Heisman. They had Orlando Pace. You're talking about some amazing teams that Ohio State had when I moved to Columbus many, many years ago as a teenager, before Lance J could even drive. They had Joey Galloway, and they had Terry Glenn. They had so much talent. Chris Spielman. Just an amazing collection of talent, and they were never able to break through and win a national title. And John Cooper would always stub his toe on Michigan. Ohio State was better than Michigan, who I refer to as Ann Arbor Community College. Ohio State had more talent. Ohio State had better jerseys. Ohio State had better cheerleaders, better coaches, but they could not beat Michigan. We became a blooper reel and a slash highlight reel for the Michigan Wolverines. Desmond Howard taking a punt to the house. Charles Woodson taking a punt to the house, both en route to Heisman trophies. And basically Ohio State would go 10-1, 11-1 every single year, but lose to Michigan and thus not have an opportunity to win a national championship. Eventually they ran John Cooper out of town, because if you're an Ohio State fan, especially if you live in Columbus, grew up in Columbus like I did, you know that Ohio State fans are absolutely bat bleep crazy. So they bring this little small guy that wears a sweater vest named Jim Tressel from Youngstown State. And he had won, I think, four or five national titles at the, now it's the FCS level, but it was Division II back then. And Jim Tressel stepped to the podium, his first, not press conference, but they introduced him at a basketball game. Back then, Ohio State had a good basketball team. Their basketball team sucks now. Losing to Oral Roberts completely destroyed their basketball team. Like, you can't, they were a two seed in the NCAA tournament, I think 4 or 5 years ago, and lost to Oral Roberts. I have no respect for their basketball team. I don't even check the scores anymore. I look up the women's basketball team, who I respect, but the men's basketball team is absolute trash. Back to the story, Jim Tressel comes in, he says, you will be proud. I think it's 200 and some odd days in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when we played the Wolverines. And Jim Tressel came to Columbus, and Ohio State started to circle that date. Ohio State wanted a piece of Michigan. They wanted the smoke. They were in the smoking section. That's all they cared about. They're like, we go 0-11, but if we beat Michigan in the last game of the season, it's a good year for us. And Ohio State started to kick the crap out of Michigan. I think Tressel is maybe like 8-9-1 or 9-2 against Michigan. It became a laughingstock. Ohio State started to own Michigan every single year. He got Lloyd Carr fired. He got Rich Rodriguez fired. And then Tressel won a national championship against Miami in a very controversial game. A lot of people thought that game was a fluke, but Ohio State was back to national prominence. And it looked like Ohio State had stockpiled talent and weapons. They had that Maurice Claret team, the Chris Gamble. They had a lot of talent. And a few years later, then they had Troy Smith and they had Beanie Wells. And they were just Ted Ginn. They were stockpiling talent. Ohio State had more talent than anybody in college football, even the SEC teams. And something happened. Ohio State got a little cocky and they went into a national championship game a few years later against Florida. Troy Smith had just won the Heisman. And everybody was a little chubby, was getting fat, hitting the banquet circle. And they were a 10-point favorite. And they got buzzsawed by Urban Meyer and the Florida Gators. 41-14, Ted Ginn took the opening kickoff to the house. Up 7-0. And about an hour later, it was 41-7, Florida. And that knocked some luster off Ohio State. Then the next year, they got blown out by LSU in the national championship game. And the narrative started to become that, hey, Ohio State is more likely to be a bridesmaid, not a bride. And then Ohio State got thrashed by USC in back-to-back seasons. And the narrative grew that, hey, this is a Midwest team. They've got a lot of talent. They're tough, but they don't have enough speed. They have one Ted Ginn. They have one Chris Gamble. They have one guy every once in a while. But this is a slow team. And if you get them in a track meet, you get them indoors, you get them on turf, they're not going to be able to keep up. Jim Tressel ultimately lost his job because he lied to the NCAA to protect Terrell Pryor, who was a five-star recruit that had engaged in some activity that really wasn't that big of a deal by today's standards with NIL, but he had gotten some money under the table. Jim Tressel didn't want to report it. He lied to the NCAA. Urban Meyer, it's Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer comes to Columbus. And Urban Meyer has no scruples. He has no soul. He'll do anything to win. He literally at Florida had a serial killer that was playing tight end, suiting up on Saturdays. And Urban Meyer completely rebuilt Ohio State in the image of an SEC team with speed on the perimeter, corners, safeties, wide receivers. Ohio State became wide receiver U. And Herb won a national championship, the first four-team college playoff. I remember watching it at a bar in Seattle. I was living out in Seattle at the time. And Ohio State won another national championship. And Herb does what Herb does. He flamed out physically. You had scandal. You had coaches that were involved in domestic violence. Herb ended up going to Jacksonville and passing the reins over to Ryan Day, who was born on third base and thought he hit a triple, said Jim Harbaugh. And Urban Meyer had been kicking the crap out of Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh was 0-5 against Urban Meyer. And one of those games, I think Ohio State beat them 63-24 or something like that. And an embarrassing level of riches that Ohio State had versus Michigan. And Ohio State dominated that rivalry, winning 17 out of 19. And Ryan Day shows up, and he just can't win the big one. All of the fans were like, hey, this guy isn't it. He's not Herb. He doesn't have the same fire. Michigan started beating Ohio State, and then one win became two wins, and two wins became four wins. And Ryan Day just seemed to flame out in the big moments. They played Georgia. They were up in the playoff. They should have beat Georgia. They kicked this terrible wide right field goal, which was embarrassing. It looked like NCAA 2025 on beginner mode. And the losses started to pile up. And Ryan Day, the talent was so amazing at Ohio State. You had C.J. Stroud and you had Dwayne Haskins. You had Justin Fields. You had guys that were first-round NFL picks, C.J. Stroud being a star in the NFL. You had elite running backs. You had the Chase Youngs, the Bosas of the world. You're talking about an amazingly talented group of people. These are all pro NFL dudes, wide receiver U. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Marvin Harrison Jr. Ryan Day couldn't get it done. It was shades of John Cooper. And Ryan Day, after losing to Michigan, with this team this year, which is absolutely loaded. I predicted Ohio State to win the Natty, just like I predicted Ann Arbor Community College to win the Natty last year. They had a disappointing loss at Oregon, but that was a one-point loss on the road at Autzen. But they lose to Michigan at home, a team that didn't have a quarterback. It's basically playing out the Wildcat. Ohio State fans wanted Ryan Day out of town. The tiki torches and the pitchforks were firing up back in December, but to Ohio State's credit, they circled the wagons. They rested because they didn't have to play in the Big Ten Championship, which I do think in the new playoff format with 12 teams, Ohio State was able to rest. They didn't have to play Oregon the next week. They were able to zoom in and focus knowing that they'd likely get a home game. And Tennessee came to Columbus and got waxed. Kneeling north. I live in Cashville half the time when I'm not in the DMV and had to listen to my friends in Cashville bloviate about how Ohio Stadium would be kneeling north and Tennessee was going to go in and smack Ohio State around. Ohio State thrashes Tennessee. Then they get to the Ducks in the Rose Bowl. Neutral field, not at Autzen. And before I could blink, it was like a Mike Tyson fight. Ohio State was up 34-0. Ohio State goes to the Cotton Bowl next, beats Texas, which was a difficult battle. Texas, one of the few teams that had the NFL players. And then Ohio State, you saw Notre Dame on the schedule. Notre Dame hasn't beaten Ohio State in 90 years. You don't want to get cocky, but we were pretty cocky. Notre Dame comes down the field. They run quarterback draw every play. Their quarterback was vomiting all over the field because you're not supposed to run your quarterback 10 times in a row in the first quarter. And he was basically shot. I saw him on the sideline looking green, like he didn't want to go back into the game. And I was like, man, Ohio State is going to win this game because he has nothing left. And that's what happened. Ohio State went out. They dominated. They took their foot off the gas at the end. But Ohio State comes through with the Natty. Ryan Day, the maligned Ryan Day, we were ready to ship him out. We were hoping that he went to one of these open coaching jobs. And Ryan Day goes from being a pariah, being an embarrassment, being a laughingstock, to in the same name as Jim Trussell and Urban Meyer and Paul Brown and Woody Hayes. I love sports so much, man. Paragon 7 Studios.
Ewers in a shotgun. 2x2 wide receivers. Wisner in the backfield with him. Ewers set to toss. Ewers being chased. Hit by Jack Sawyer. Knocked the ball out. Sawyer's picked it up, and he's running down the right side. Jack Sawyer hits the 50-yard line to the Texas 40. Sawyer to the 30, to the 20 of Texas. Jack Sawyer is going to take it into the end zone. His second fumble recovery of the season. Jack Sawyer. Ohio State defensive end. He finally got to Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. And Jack Sawyer races it into the end zone to give Ohio State a 27-14 lead over Texas.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must, that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers, and through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry and as well as hungry are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
James Lewis.
I think that Angel Reese is an absolute assin on and off the court. I think that she's ass-tounding. I think that on the board, she's ass-siduous. Ass-tronomical.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.